Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. John Miller now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Gonzalez steals second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari takes first base on ball four. Powell moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Rosnovsky reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Bulfari moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bulfari hits a line drive into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulfari. Brown reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosnovsky hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvis moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell juggles the ball. That's an error on Powell. Alvis scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to home to get Gonzalez. Whitfield moves to third. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hinton. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Luis Tiant now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.